Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. It's Alice Fraser. Are you enjoying the British summer? I'm not either. Well, we're going back now to one of the many spells of bonkers weather we've seen over the life of the Bugle. It's issue 256, Troubled Bridge Over Boiling Water.
Top story this week, enter the weatherman. Ding, do, 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 ding, ding, do, 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 ding. Off to where the weather land. Environment news. So, who doesn't love weather, Andy? It keeps us warm, it keeps us cool, it dries our clothes, and it serves as a very popular form of conversational methadone. Ooh, isn't it warm outside? Isn't it cold outside? Ooh, hasn't it been unseasonably hot? Ooh, do you think it'll snow? Ah, the sweet numb of actually avoiding genuine human contact. Extreme weather, however, is a tricky tornado to tame. The truth is that most people like their weather like they like their chicken kormas, mild with a splash of heat. But the weather over the last week has been barometrically bananas. New York has been ball disappearingly cold over the last week. On Tuesday, it was so freezing that as soon as you stepped outside, your balls instinctively tried to jump back inside your body saying, this. It is way too cold outside. If you need me, I'll be hiding behind your kidneys.
That's do you know, that's interesting, actually, because that goes back through evolution to how women evoluted during the last ice age. That's how it all began.
That is, I think that's true. And it wasn't even the wind chill. That was the amazing and frightening thing. It was just relatively still air, so cold, it repeatedly slapped you in the face for idiotically not being indoors and burned your lungs like a bad brandy. The explanation here was that America has suffered a polar vortex where minus 30 degree temperatures rolled across the country. It definitely felt like a polar vortex. And I technically don't know what a polar vortex is, Andy. I just know it felt like one.
Didn't we have that as a review for one of our Edinburgh shows?
Yeah. It was probably fairer than we thought it was at the time as well. Much of America set records that no one here has any interest in breaking. Minnesota was technically colder than the North Pole this week. That's not ideal, because at the very least, the next logical step is going to be that polar bears are going to want to move to Minnesota. And you do not want a family of polar bears moving in next door and dropping over to introduce themselves to the neighbourhood, bringing you a decapitated penguin as a welcome gift. But that's what's going to happen, Andy, if temperatures stay like this. That is literally what's going to happen.
Yes, it was the village of Embarrass, Minnesota. That's the name of a small village, not the pre-season instructions by Leslie Frazier, the former head of the Minnesota Vikings NFL franchise, to his team before they went out and had a rubbish season, finished bottom of their league and got him fired. I want you to go out there and embarrass Minnesota. Now, this is actually the name of a village. Minus 37 degrees centigrade. That is minus 35 degrees Fahrenheit. Massive win for Fahrenheit there, 2 degrees hotter on this occasion. And that was colder, not only than the North Pole, John. That was colder than the recent readings taken by the Mars rover on Mars, which is considerably further from the sun than Minnesota is. To put this in context, minus 37 degrees Celsius. That is the exact temperature of George Osborne's soul, and that really shows you quite how cold the planet has been.
Extreme weather conditions always have unpredictable consequences, but there's one thing that we can always rely on, Andy, and that is journalists doing stupid tricks on camera to prove how hot and or cold it is. Temperatures rise, temperatures fall, Andy, but that will always stay the same. So in a heat wave, say a journalist will, for instance, try to fry an egg on the hood of their car and will somehow act surprised when they can't start their car the next day because 15 warm, raw eggs have seeped into their engine. With this cold snap, however, there was a bold new trick. After reporters started going outside with pots of boiling water, throwing the water into the freezing air, where it instantly and spectacularly turned into snow. These experiments were a massively popular form of journalistic jackass, and the videos went viral very quickly. And I guess it shows something about how we live today, that my first response to watching, you know, boiling water turn instantly into snow because the air was so cold was not, wow, that's amazing. It was, wow, I wonder how soon it's going to be before someone gets badly burned doing this. And I was not to be disappointed, Andy, because again, as sure as the sun rises and sets, someone was going to throw a bucket of boiling water in the air and end up with boiling water and metaphorical egg all over their badly burned face. The LA Times reported that by the next day, 50 people had claimed on social media being taken to hospital after either throwing the boiling water straight up in the air or not having enough awareness of which way the wind was blowing until the wind started blowing the scorching liquid straight back towards them. One person tweeted, and I quote, "I just threw a pot of boiling water into the air to see if it would freeze, and all I did was burn myself. Hashtag Florida problems." Okay. So here's the key thing there. Perhaps it should have been pointed out that the freezing water trick doesn't really work if you're somewhere that isn't freezing. Like, oh, I don't know, f***ing Florida. I mean, Florida was literally one of only two states that were above freezing for the whole day last week. The only place worse to throw boiling water in the air was Hawaii. Although, whenever something like that happens now in Florida, you feel it's less an accident and it's more an example of natural selection at work. Journalists quickly advise people to throw with the wind and not against it. Although, I really think the simpler and more effective advice might have been, just don't do it at all.
Where's the fun in that, John?
Well, that's a
fair
point.
Where's the fun in not scalding yourself?
That's fair.
What if you threw the egg in the air first?
Yeah.
And then threw water after it, will it land as a poached egg?
There's only one way to find out, Andy.
That's
and
right.
That is to do it.
Oh, I'll leave that to you, John, because it's not been quite so cold over here.
Well, look, as that guy in Florida showed, Andy, that's not the point, is
okay,
it?
Okay, right. I will go home and I will do that.
It's not science, Andy, it's faith.
Well, but I'll throw it directly in the air, yep. So hopefully the poached egg will land in my face, avoiding the need for using a plate.
Yeah, zero washing up.
That's science.
What's the worst thing that could happen, Andy? I'll tell you what the worst thing. It'll be that you'll have a boiled egg in your face. A boiled egg in your boiled face.
I noticed there was also various videos of people urinating into the freezing air as well. Which, again, I mean, that shows, you know, the human instinct for scientific experimentation that has been really the case ever since cavemen started putting their heads in the mouths of Tyrannosaurus rexes. You know, we've always been a very entrepreneurial species.
Perhaps the most shocking thing here in New York is not that it was f***ing cold here in January, but that today, less than a week later, it's basically borderline warm outside. It is 57 degrees outside today, which is over 50 degrees warmer than it was a few days ago. This city has been riding a temperature roller coaster, and it is no wonder that people are getting sick. You know, having an over 50 degree difference in temperature from one day to the next is at best weird, Andy, and at worst f***ing terrifying. And the extreme weather conditions in the US and indeed the UK, where there have been massive floods and winds, have thrown the issue of climate change up in the air like a bucket of boiling water. Climate change is a controversial issue in the way that Galileo believing the world being round was once a controversial issue. So, some people didn't believe him, but it turned out that those people were f***ing idiots. And there are a number of environmental stories that have emerged this week that are not necessarily temperature related, but probably temperature connected. Researchers have revealed that three quarters of the world's biggest carnivores, the terrifying beast of nature, and the subjects of some of Disney's cutest singing and wisecracking characters, are in decline. Three quarters. The report claims that the loss of these species could be extremely damaging for ecosystems the world over, although pretty good news for antelopes, to be fair. I'm sure they have mixed feelings on the whole thing, and there are some emotionally confused antelopes at the moment saying, look, I know this kind of environmental destruction is calamitous in the big picture, but, and I feel guilty even saying this out loud, I'm really tired of having my legs chewed off by lions. Does that make me a bad antelope? I'm not wishing for the extinction of lions. I'm not a Nazi antelope, please. But I'm just saying that a few less of them wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for me personally, leg-wise. Oh, God, now you're all looking at me like I'm a f***ing monster. Forget I said anything. I'll sign the global warming petition. I'm a good antelope.
Book tickets for my Edinburgh show and buy our book, The Dancy Lagarde Companion, at thebuglepodcast.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.